Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In today's FMM, we will discuss one final aspect of eating the Korban Pesach. As mentioned at the end of the last FMM, no matter where you live, the Korban Pesach must be roasted and eaten in Yerushalayim. As a matter of fact, not only do you have to eat the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim, you have to sleep in Yerushalayim as well. And it's true every time we come to the Beis HaMikdash, not just on Pesach. Every time we come to the Beis HaMikdash, we sleep over in Yerushalayim. And we don't head home until the following morning. This is called Lina, sleeping over. There's a number of reasons that every visit to the Beis HaMikdash requires Lina. On a simple, practical level, it's safer to travel back home in the day than it is at night. At night, you can get lost or run into dangerous people or dangerous animals, but in the daytime, it's less likely. That's on a practical level, but on a deeper level, it's critical that our visits to the Beis HaMikdash are not just perfunctory. When we go to the Beis HaMikdash, we want to soak it all in, to hang around literally, to be inspired by the avoda and by the sights and by the sounds and by the people and by the tfilos, etc., etc. So we sleep over and we think about what we saw and we speak to people from all around the country, rich and poor and young and old and from the north, from the south. Everyone comes and stays together in Yerushalayim. We are inspired by others and we inspire them as well to the best of our abilities. However, that leads to another question. Where does everyone sleep? The Tosefta in Maseches Brachos says, the custom in Yerushalayim is for all of the homeowners in Yerushalayim to spread handkerchiefs over their doors. And these handkerchiefs are, in essence, welcome mats for everyone who comes to Yerushalayim. If you see a handkerchief over the door, just walk in. The place is yours. And if the house is full, there's no more room to sleep, the owner of the home removes the handkerchief. And the Gemara in Maseches Megillah Daf Chavav Amar Aleph says that the owners don't take rent for these guests. So this is another incredible outgrowth of Lina, of sleeping over after a visit to the Beis HaMikdash. An incredible sense of achdus and unity and togetherness that these visits engender. And again, it's not just on Pesach, but each of the Shalosh Regalim and other visits, like when we come up to bring Bikurim. So many times in the year, we get together, we speak with each other, and we remind each other that we're all, in the end, all part of one nation, all rowing in the same direction, as it were. And then when everyone wakes up in the morning, in addition to seeing the Avoda and the Beis HaMikdash, they also see the Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash. This is on the Shalosh Regalim. Most Jews who are not Kohanim do not usually get a chance to see the Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, but on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, all of the Kelim are brought out for people to see and to be inspired. I will add parenthetically, I've mentioned a few times in these FMMs, I try to follow the Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204 when describing the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. And what I just said, that all of the Olei Regel see the Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, that is the opinion of the Rambam and others. However, other Rishonim say that only the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash see all of the Kelim, not the rest of the Olei Regel. In any case, the Rambam says, since everyone came to see the Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, there is a chance that the Kelim became Tameh. So, right after Yontif, all of the Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash are dipped in the mikvah just in case they became Tameh. Of course, it's not so easy with some of the larger Kelim, like the Shulchan or the Menorah, so they were held high up where people couldn't really get to them, and the Kohanim warned people not to touch them. And when the Shulchan was held up, for example, the Gemara in Maseches Chagiga Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph says the people see with their own eyes how fresh the Lechem HaPanim are. They see the miracle that enables the loaves of the Lechem HaPanim, of the bread, they were fresh for 7 full days. And the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, Daf Nun Zayin Amar Aleph says that the walls on the inside of the second Beis HaMikdash were covered in beautiful, ornate, artistic golden plates. And they too are taken out on the Shalosh Regalim for people to see and to be inspired by them. So these are just some of the things that await us this Pesach, Emir Tzashem. The Tfilah, the Avoda, the Achdus, the sleeping over the not having to pay rent in Yerushalayim, etc., etc. We're all together, and we daven that we will all see this soon. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and in Mitzvah Hashem, I will see you next time at the Mikdash.